This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Mueller probe leaking like a faucet. Where should the investigation go from here? Here now to weigh in, President of Security Studies, Jim Hansen. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Heather.
So a couple of big leaks, all of these questions that were leaked regarding questions that were allegedly going to be asked to President Trump. What do you think about all of this?
You know, you asked where the Mueller probe needs to go from here. I think it needs to go home. Mueller hasn't found anything. There is no evidence of the one thing he was given a hunting license to look for, and that is collusion between the president and the Russians in the 2016 election. That didn't happen, so he's not going to find anything. What he's doing now is continuing to hassle anybody who knows the president, and he's found some of them guilty of some petty crimes, but none of it based on his actual job.
What about this list of proposed questions? We now know that the top topics were supposed to include Michael Flynn, James Comey, Jeff Sessions, coordination with Russia. I think it was about 52 questions total. And if you take a look at the questions, they really aren't specific. So they seem to be, for lack of a better word, fishing.
Well, they are absolutely a fishing expedition, and it shows that. The president should take this list and basically cross it out and say, you don't have anything warranting my time. I know he wants to confront his accuser and confront this, you know, Inspector Javert who's been hassling him for a year, but he needs to remember that the presidency is well above Mueller and go ahead and not talk to him. Tell him he's got 30 days to drop any indictments he may have, and then pack his bags and go.
What about this leak that came out of this threat from Mueller to subpoena President Trump? What if that happens?
That's something that should absolutely positively be ignored. The presidency is he's the chief executive of our government. Mueller is a contract employee of the executive branch. If Congress wants to deal with this, they can go ahead and drop some articles of impeachment if there is a crime. But the president does not jump just because some special prosecutor says to.
All right, so let's talk about this second topic, the money and Iran. This is what I was thinking about yesterday when Benjamin Netanyahu came out and he talked about all this evidence that they have that Iran has not been following the deal, not surprising to a lot of folks that they were supposed to be following. President Obama actually handed a lot of money over. People allege it was funneled directly to terrorists. So what about this money, this amount of money? Where is it now?
It is in the hands of some of the worst actors in the entire region. Hezbollah got it. Hamas got it. All the bad guys who Iran uses as their proxies to cause trouble in the region got paid. You know, Obama made the worst deal anyone's made in modern history. He didn't just get his lunch money taken by the mullahs on the playground. He gave away his parents' mortgage and our security. Mm-hmm. President Trump is right to kill this deal.
So there was this $1.7 billion cash payment that was made to Iran by the Obama administration you were just talking about. And then there was $150 billion in unfrozen Iranian assets thanks to the Iran deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And all this money never made it to anything useful in Iran. You know, the people in Iran still can't buy a dozen eggs for less than, you know, I don't know how many rials. Their currency's collapsing. The mullahs and the grand ayatollah have been shoveling this money both to their terrorist proxies and to their offshore bank accounts. All Obama did was make things worse. President Trump needs to take this deal out on the East Lawn, burn it, and maybe he, John Bolton, and Sarah Sanders can get around it and make some s'mores to make it something useful.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate your opinions. You're definitely heated up this morning. Thank you. Love it.
No holds barred. U.S. Army Special Forces Jim Hansen commenting on everything from Iran and the money that was turned over to the mullahs and what Trump and John Bolton ought to do with it. And of course, let's not even talk about the Mueller probe as that continues. And as we continue to pay all for it, right? Some estimates, at least $1 million a month for this probe. And where are we today? That remains the question. Well, let him do his job, and we'll see. He's too far down the road already to stop him now, right? 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, it's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to speaking with her for quite a while. I love her passion. I love her love for America. We're talking about someone who came to America from Lebanon, and I find it quite interesting. Immigrants who come and become citizens of this country, what they know about the country and the love for the country is so passionate because it comes out of experience. It comes from where they were to where they are now in America. They understand freedom experientially in a way that is quite engaging and encouraging. Brigitte Gabriel is with us. The chairman of Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. Brigitte, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, the title of this conversation is Stop the Left's War on America. I'm hearing you loud and clear, but I want to get the other 50% of this country to hear what you're saying.
Well, we need those of us who love America, who believe in the America that was envisioned and founded by our founding fathers, who gave everything and most of them died broke to give us the amazing country that we have today. The least we can do is do everything we can to preserve it and protect it for the next generation. And right now, those of us who remember America, where we can exercise our freedom of speech without being suffocated by political correctness, where we can speak up, where we can speak up of the defense of our Constitution, where we can speak up in defense of our borders without being looked down as racist and Islamophobes and this, that, and the other. And right now, those of us who remember the great America, where children respected their parents, where people respected the police of law and order, we need to come together and rise up against those who wish to destroy America, and that is the left right now, because we are now facing an enemy from within, Bill.
Yes,
whether it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter or those radical leftist groups who want to reshape America in their image, and they are creating problems, and we need to do everything we can to support this president and the policies that support the United States.
Well, not only do we have groups like Antifa, sadly, we have professors in our educational institutions that are indoctrinating our children on lies, and they need to be called out for those lies that they're perpetrating, and it's going to be a time for courage here, Brigitte, and the people that know better, the people that experience and get what freedom is all about here in America, we cannot sit on the sidelines. We've got to get in the playing field and contact, you know, freedom is a contact sport, and it's a serious sport right now, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And the left is extremely organized, and the left is extremely motivated. They are taking to the streets. They are demonstrating. And those of us on the right, you know, a lot of people listen to talk radio, they watch television, they read articles, and they shake their head and they say, oh my goodness, I cannot believe what's happening to the country, where we need to be organized just as much. And I encourage people who are listening to this broadcast to go to our website, actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. We named our organization Act for America. Not think about America, not wish for America, not hope for America. You can do all the above, but without taking action, nothing happens. We are the largest national security organization in the United States. We are almost 1 million members. We are focused on the security of American citizens from anything that wish Americans harm, whether it is domestic or foreign. So we, if you sign up to get our emails, we send out alerts about bills coming down for a vote, so you can call your elected official before the bill is voted on. And I'm proud to tell you, Bill, we have passed already almost 100 bills on the federal level and the state level to protect the United States. And we want people engaged, and we make it so easy for people to become engaged.
Well, they need to be engaged. This is a time for an activated citizenry. As Ronald Reagan said, we're but one generation away from losing our liberties and freedom and all that our founding fathers had handed off to us. What are we going to hand off to the next generation, Brigitte?
Exactly, exactly. And when you read what the next generation is learning, Bill, I mean, you're familiar with it a little bit, and I'm sure almost a lot of our listeners are familiar with the problem that's now plaguing public schools and our universities. You know, I call our universities occupied territories.
Yes.
Because if you are a conservative speaker who is pro-America, pro-military, pro-law and order, pro-police, you cannot even speak on college campus. They throw you out. You need to have a security team fit for a president in order for you to deliver speech on college campus. Yeah. But when you look also at what's happening in public schools or in our regular K through 12, the brainwashing of our students started happening a long time ago, Bill. Only now people who love this country are waking up and saying, what happened to our children? I mean, you know, parents work so hard, they work two jobs, they pinch pennies to send their kids to college, to give them the American dream. All of a sudden, their kids come home from public schools or from universities completely brainwashed.
Exactly.
And what's happening is the leftism, the professors and the teachers who are into socialism and communism, which has become fashionable in our country. I mean, you've got kids walking around with Fidel Castro T-shirts. They don't even know what Fidel Castro did to these people.
Exactly.
And we did Act for America, my organization, did a research project on what's happening in the schools. We did a report titled Education or Indoctrination.
Yes.
And we focused on the lies and the mistruth, and especially in particular because we are national security, how Islam is being portrayed and terrorism is being portrayed in the textbooks. Mm-hmm. And the report was shocking. We analyzed 38 textbooks. And for our listeners, you can read the full report on the website. If you go actforamerica.org and click on our issues, you'll be able to read the report. Forward the link to a teacher, if you know a teacher in public school, to read it. Forward it to parents who are involved in the PTA. Forward it to your school board members. Join us. Become active. Join a chapter or start a chapter. Together we can work together to take back our schools.
It is about proper education, and this has been the problem. We can no longer just pass on and subordinate our responsibilities. As our Constitution says, it is about we the people, that by its mere statement demands that we the people be engaged. Because we have not been engaged, we have a government that is in operation today in 21st century America, where, as you say, there is more indoctrination than education. And look at what happened here recently upon the passing of Barbara Bush, the statement that was made by the, I would say, the radical professor out of all colleges, Fresno State. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I mean, what she had to say about the former first lady, how disgusting. But yet she lives another day because she can hide and get cover because of our First Amendment right.
Yes, she can. But you know what? express their opinion and call the university and speak to the university and the college and go after the donors that support these type of institutions. Look, we started focusing on professors teaching such radical ideology. Brigitte,
let me interrupt you for just a second. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brigitte Gabriel right after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez live.
Brigitte Gabriel continues with us, chairman of the Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. You know, every once in a while, these commercials get in the way, Brigitte, especially on a road, on a roll here, so forgive me. Let's pick it up here.
We've got to pay the bills somehow, right?
Exactly. Well, this is a free America still, so while we're still free, we're free to express, and we're also free to advertise.
Exactly. And you know what? And people are free to support programs. timing like yours, Bill, because they want to reach your audience and they believe in what you're doing and they believe it is worth spending money with your program.
Yes.
And I want to pick up on the same statement I was making about universities. We started going this last year after the donors of these universities that fund these universities and say to them, is this the type of work your money is supporting? I remember in particular, last year we went after a professor at a college in Florida. Mm-hmm. And the college had got into the professor had got into an argument with the student about religion, that Jesus wasn't God or, you know, something to that effect, and she was promoting Sharia law. And we protested against the university, and when the university would not listen, we contacted the Board of Trustees, and we started calling the Board of Trustees one after another. We got seven major donors, bankrollers of the college, to go to the president and say, we're taking our money out. It's either us or these type of professors. The university forced the professor to resign. And so this is a way where we can work together and go around the I've got tenure, you cannot fire me baloney, and start putting pressures on these universities saying, okay, you want public funding, you want funding from private people, you have got to earn the right to basically get that funding by teaching our students a decent education that is worthy of the American name, because we are better as a society than to teach our students the garbage that they are teaching them right now. So again, it goes back to grassroots. It goes back to people saying, you know, here's the thing. People need to feel that their voice counts.
Exactly.
And I want our listeners to pay attention to what I'm about to say. Your voice counts. Do not think to yourself, oh, what is my voice going to do? They need to hear from 20,000 people before they do anything. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. I'm only one person. Don't listen to that. Your voice counts. And especially when it comes to calling your elected officials. I talk to elected officials all the time, and I ask them how many people you need to hear from in order for you to make an issue your top priority. And you will be shocked. On a federal level, a congressman or a senator, all they need to hear from is 40 to 50 people about a single issue.
Wow.
And if they hear from 40 to 50 people about a single issue, that issue goes to the top of the list. And here is the science behind the numbers. They believe every phone call or every letter represents 1,000 voters. They believe if one person makes a phone call or writes a letter, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way but are too lazy to make a phone call, but they vote on election day.
Interesting.
That translates to 40 to 50,000 people, voters on election day. That can make or break an election. That's how valuable your voice is, your phone call, or your email.
I'll tell you, Brigitte, I am so glad you shared that with us. That formula is very powerful, and it makes a lot of sense because, look, the left has been doing this. You know, oftentimes I hear from my listeners going, why is it that it seems like the tail is shaking the dog? It's such a small minority of voices, but they're able to affect policy. Well, look, if it works for them in that measure, why should it not work for people on the right with conservative values?
Exactly, exactly, Bill. Need to know how they can be activated, how they can be mobilized. See, on our side, we don't lack information. We've got great shows on talk radio, like your show.
Mm.
People can listen to great speakers. They can listen to great information. You are full of information. You educate your listeners. Your listeners are not the average people, and they know there is a problem, but a lot of people think, what can I do? Give me something to do, and a lot of people are also busy. They don't have a lot of time, and this is where we at Act for America were able to come in and mobilize people and say, okay, we're going to show you what you can do with a click of a keyboard button or with one phone call that you can make so quickly. We actually send out our members every Wednesday three things you can do under 10 minutes. We make it very easy for you. So I hope that every listener listening, go to our website, actforamerica.org, and sign up to get our free emails and action alerts. Stand with us, join us, support us in any way you can, because we have to be mobilized, because as much as the left can work together and make a difference, so can we. And here's our motto, Bill. I always say, when everyone does a little, together we can accomplish a lot. And that's how we are able to pass bills and able to change things.
Well, Brigitte, we've been telling our audience for quite a while, just give me 5 minutes a week. But even 10 minutes a week, 10 minutes that you have not been doing can make a huge difference. So I support what you're doing. I recommend to everybody to connect with Act for America. Get involved with these bulletins and activate your citizenship. It's no longer just good enough to be a card carrier. You need to not only have your card-carrying citizenship, but you also need to activate that citizenship for a time such as this, because this is why we've got the America that we have today, where our FBI is unraveling. We no longer trust it. The IRS is in disarray. The Veterans Administration also. I mean, it's problems all over River City here, but if we're not going to do anything about it, then, you know, what do you think is going to change?
Exactly. We have got to come together, and we've got to be mobilized. And here's something for people to remember. 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% of the indifferent. Mm. And I would say it again, 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% of the indifferent. It doesn't take many to change society. It only takes a dedicated and passionate few. So be one of the few. When you look, for example, at the power of the NRA, we are a nation of 315 million people. The NRA is only 5 million. But look at the power of 5 million people. And this is exactly the power that we can have as citizens who are concerned about our country, concerned about our borders, concerned about our language, concerned about our freedom, or the erosion of our freedom, because we can see it happening before our own eyes. Mm-hmm. Now is the time for all of us to come together and work together to bring about change for our country. And by the way, Bill, we are having a national conference in Washington, D.C., titled Rise in Defense of Our Freedoms. The conference is September 4th and 5th, the day after Labor Day. I encourage people to get more information on our website, and if you can join us in D.C., vote with your feet. Come to Washington, D.C., be with us. We have already 10 members of Congress scheduled to speak at our national conference. It's an amazing experience. We want as many people as they can come to D.C., come and join us. This is an important year.
Exactly. Brigitte, we got about a minute and a half left, and you have been a person that's carried the truth, especially about Islam. I've appreciated your passion and experience and what you've tried to share with the American people. In this last minute and a half, give us an update summary of where we are in this war against Islam.
Well, thankfully for President Trump, we have made great headways with ISIS. While ISIS lost its geographical territory, their physical territory, we need to remember that ISIS is still as strong on the internet. What we are fighting, Bill, is we are fighting an ideology. We're not fighting an army. We are not fighting people in uniforms. We are fighting an ideology. And we need to be very vigilant about who's coming into our country, the terrorists who are trying to infiltrate our country through the refugee program. We have got to support strong policies when it comes to this issue. And I have to tell you that the radical Islamic lobby in America, like CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, had made great headways under the Obama administration. And they have done a lot of damage to our security. So we are trying to undo a lot of the things that they did. President Trump is not going to be able to undo everything in the next 3 years. But it's going to be a long way, but we already started.
Exactly. Brigitte Gabriel has been with us. Brigitte, remind everybody where they can go to connect with Act for America and to activate their citizenship.
People can go on the web to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Sign up and join us and stand with us and become a member.
You got it, Brigitte. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
This report is brought to you by the Road to Zero Coalition, led by the National Safety Council. Fatal roadway crashes have been increasing, not decreasing, over the past 2 years. In 2016, more than 37,000 Americans were killed each year on public roads, 5,000 more than in 2011. A broad-based coalition has come together through the Road to Zero Coalition to share a vision for a future without any roadway fatalities. They are sharing knowledge on what works today, hope for technology solutions, and a call to prioritize safety every time we are on the roads. This vision is available now. Deborah A.P. Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
Over 50 years ago, we pledged to put a man on the moon. Many thought it was impossible. The Road to Zero Coalition's goal today is to eliminate roadway deaths by 2050. Like going to the moon, it will take leadership, commitment, and new technology. This report lays out how we can make traffic fatalities a thing of the past.
For more information, visit nsc.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the streams, Rachel Alexander, yes, the one and only. She's been kind of a moving target these days. It's been hard to track her down. She's been so doggone busy. Rachel, we appreciate the time. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been pretty ill, but I'm doing good these days, so I'm pretty happy.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well, doing Pilates, breathing deep, plenty of water, right?
Well, not quite that, but I worked out for 2 hours yesterday. I was so happy.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Well, moving on up. That's great. Hey, real quick, before we talk about radical Islam and the immigration in Europe, as a journalist, I imagine, you know, this is your profession on stage, even though it's we're talking in Washington, D.C., and the correspondence dinner. What happened there had to be quite embarrassing as a fellow journalist.
It was. And I'm not the only journalist that's saying that. There's a lot of left-wing journalists who you'd think, you know, would have gone along with it, who were very disappointed, very embarrassed. You know, the left always says you're not supposed to attack people's personal appearance, and, you know, in the era of Me Too, you're not supposed to get crude. But that's what that comedian did. She attacked Sarah Sanders' physical appearance. She said so many jokes. I wrote about it. I couldn't even put her jokes in my article. They were too crude.
Right. I mean, including abortion and the language, the repeated use of the F word. It was rather disgusting. But this is what happens in the world of comedy. I have seen time and time over the years. You know, when I grew up, we were very spoiled. We had comedians like Red Skelton and Bob Hope. And, you know, even Carlin, he got edgy towards the end. But Carlin's use of the language was so brilliant that you could really appreciate it. But you find today and what has happened over, you know, the last several decades is comedians, they panic. And when they panic, all of a sudden, the F word comes flying out. It's really a demonstration of a breakdown in creativity on their part, much the same way as I find with musicians. If you want to know when musicians are losing it, just listen to how loud they turn up the amplifiers and all the distortion.
You know, it's to hide all the mistakes.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, when you consider the proportion of the American population that is offended when they hear swear words, and I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's at least a third, mm-hmm. when you're alienating one-third of your audience, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would dare say that it's much higher than that, Rachel, because I think that maybe some civility is trying to break through again into this culture. And when we hear things like what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it is a breakdown in civility. I think Mark Stein called it the day that comedy died. You know, that's not comedy. And you talk about the hashtag Me Too movement. Maybe I at first had to listen closely because I didn't think you were going to say hashtag Mean Too movement, because our culture's been rather mean, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's very hypocritical on the left. I mean, they finally come around when it comes to Me Too, and now they're just nasty and jerks, and these women are proud of calling themselves words I can't even say over right. the air. I mean, you know, maybe there is some good to have the FCC come in and cut out swear words.
Yeah, and why would you think of that way of yourself anyway? Why would you present yourself, and then you wonder why men would disrespect you or other people would disrespect you when you put yourself in that kind of light? But you know, this is beyond the pale. There's no positive return on investment or any return to the culture other than a destruction of the culture's mores to think that somehow this is acceptable in their world. But I got to tell you, it concerns me at times because I run into it with the younger people especially. I find myself like some grumpy old uncle that goes, you know, did you hear what you just said? I mean, in one sentence, you use the F word 7 times. I mean, that really is ignorant. I mean, it demonstrates your lack of the use of language. Do you want to do something about that, or do you want to remain ignorant? And of course they look at me and then they F me out even all the more.
Oh, I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, I can't stand it either. And you know, if I see it on TV, I'll turn the channel and I won't watch that kind of stuff anymore. But
no.
Are we a dying breed? I hope not.
Well, I hope not. I'm only hoping that maybe society is like that drowning person that is fighting itself out, and sooner or later they're going to look to you, Rachel, and myself and others that want to maintain some civility to come in and save them. Because enough of this stuff. I mean, anybody that thinks that they should support this kind of behavior and conversation, I mean, clearly, as a comedian, this gal, she tanked. She tanked poorly. She may be getting some fame out of this, I guess, because people are talking about her. But, you know, how embarrassing, you know, that she would, you know, present her art, her craft so poorly, especially, you know, you think, here they are, you know, she's talking to supposedly the elite of Washington, D.C., and she's using stuff that, grade schoolers would reference. I mean, you know, don't knock it if you haven't tried it.
There's a reason why the New York Times hasn't been to any of these dinners since 2008, and I believe that's because they were so crude bashing George W. Bush that even they couldn't stand it, because they are kind of a respected and revered institution.
Well, and to your point, that's excellent that you just said that, because there's other institutions that are going, I just don't want to be associated with it. And I'd be surprised if more institutions decide next year not to be involved. I think they run a big risk bringing on a comedian and somebody that they're going to, you know, bring in. Because the person you have to blame is who was in charge. Who was in charge of this event? This was her decision to do this. But anyway, enough on that. I want to talk particularly about your recent article about radical Islam and the immigration in Europe. What's going on here?
The problem continues to get worse in these European countries, especially Germany, that's opened its borders. And they've done studies, and they've determined that the increase in violence is due to all the young male refugees. Mm-hmm. And we've had Angela Merkel of Germany finally admit there are no-go zones in Germany. You know, for mm-hmm. years, the politicians have been denying that there's these no-go zones where the Europeans are scared to go because of the violent refugees. And we're finding out that these refugees aren't assimilating, and that's contributing to the violence.
Well, that's like anything, whether it's here in America or whatever. But, you know, as you say, the headline is multiculturalism needs assimilation. It not only needs it, it requires it if it's going to sustain itself, does it not?
That's how we've had that at work here in the United States. And in England, they're much more progressive than us, and they put multiculturalism in above assimilation. And so they're paying the price of it. And I'm just concerned that it's going to end up in civil war, as we've seen, you know, happen over and over again in history.
Yeah, people need to understand that is the trajectory, is it not? Civil war.
That's the end game. That's where this is all going to, and it's not getting any better. I mean, I've been tracking this since they really opened the borders in 2015, and the violent crime keeps increasing. It's not decreasing.
Yeah. Who gets served? You know, who's helped here if a civil war occurs? Not only there, but potentially, because we've got all this tribalism happening in with our borders here in the United States. Who benefits from a civil war?
I think the power, the people in power and the elite, because they're the ones who can be above it and afford to live with all the strife going on. And, you know, then they start to control things, you know, because you have to have some kind of a crackdown from the top down on industries and things to keep the chaos from getting too bad. And so these people are able to make huge profits off of it.
Yeah, and people need to understand what you're referring to is this shadow government, these oligarchs around the world, including here in this country. Donald Trump has called them out as the deep state. You know, this is all on parade right now with James Comey and Mueller. If you think not, all you have to do is listen to what they say. I mean, Comey says, well, it's not a deep state. I consider myself to be a ballast. I mean, that's
He's
in the Constitution.
Part of a deep state.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Comey is part of the problem. And, you know, he's the reason, you know, Trump is in the boat he's in for a big part of the reason. I mean, he was one of the ones investigating Trump over the fraudulent
dossier. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, the Hillary Clinton bought and paid for lying dossier that has been proven absolutely empty at every turn. But, you know, that's their story. They're sticking to it. And meanwhile, we the people are paying for it to the tune of something like $1 million a month to Robert Mueller. That's just to Robert Mueller. That's not counting the cost of all the other distraction that has had on our government that Donald Trump and his administration and we the people are being subjected to. Rachel, is always great to have you on whenever I can get you on. You're always welcome here. Stay in touch, okay?
Oh, good. Thank you for having me. God bless.
God bless. The stream's Rachel Alexander on Bill Martinez Live.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Hartson with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. So you did an RSVP to your invitation for the White House, the White House dinner for all the journalists there?
Yes, I did. It was a digital RSVP. I gave them an audio raspberry, kind of a New Jersey raspberry. I thought that would be the RSVP.
Well, that'd be great. Gosh, how out of control is this thing getting? I mean, here it is, an event that's supposed to honor journalism, did anything but.
Well, the most outrageous thing actually was not this two-bit comedian who just had a bunch of insults that weren't funny. The most outrageous thing was an award given to CNN for the story on the fake dossier that CNN got illicitly from Clapper, James Clapper. I mean,
right.
This is, and they go up there filled with pride. CNN fake news reporting on a fake dossier and get an award. Yeah, I think, though, the positive of what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner is anything that was left of what the media has been telling us is a blue wave fizzled out.
Yeah.
It fizzled out. When somebody tells jokes about abortion, about killing a child, and refers to the child as a baby and thinks that's funny, that's
pretty sick.
And gets laughs from these idiots in the press. They show that they live in a different place than most Americans, and I think that really harms the Democrats.
And these are supposed
to be people.
And they're supposed to be smart people, aren't they?
Oh, they're smartest people. Very smartest. Yeah, I guess similar to Hillary Clinton, who was the smartest woman in the world. These are the smartest press people in the world. And Jake Tapper has the nerve to show up there and beam about an award, and when in fact these same people went after Sean Hannity over a really informal relationship he had with Michael Cohen. Oh, he should have disclosed it. Jake Tapper never disclosed this and went on and on with this story. And CNN hired Clapper and pays him, I'm sure, handsomely. So that there's tremendous ethical violations going on over there.
Well, there's so many liars and leakers. I mean, forget about Comey, Mueller, all this cabal that's been going on. You and I talked about it last week, James. This Templar Guard that's been in existence forever. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. Donald Trump calls it the deep state.
even in the inner sanctums of D.C. It's known as the deep state. These are lifelong politicos. It doesn't matter who's elected. President could be the Democrats one time, Republicans the other. It makes no matter to them because they are the ones that are pulling the strings here, right?
They are. You know, the Bruce Hershenson, who used to be a commentator of the period, I was on a panel with him years ago, and he referred to the bureaucracy, what we now call the deep state, as the invisible monarchy of America.
Mm.
They answer to no one, and they have their own agenda, and they go ahead. But we now know that these characters, this cast of characters, were in the Democrat Party's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is that they're portrayed as Republicans,
right?
Because they either served under Republicans or because they were appointed by Republicans. But they have clearly acted illegally to benefit the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
They slow-pedaled the Hillary Clinton email case to the point where they distorted the law. They appeared to withhold information from Congress, as they are right now withholding information from Congress, but they withheld information from Congress on Uranium One.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same cast of characters. It's Rosenstein, Comey, and Mueller, and McCabe, and Strzok, and Page. And we just see them over and over again.
And they're not accountable to we the people. They're not accountable to the voters. What they're accountable to are the oligarchs, the people with money who are running this country, if the fact be known. So that's who they've curried favor with and who they've saddled up real close because they've been taken care of. And the beat goes on for them, regardless of who's in, who gets voted in. It's just business as usual for them. And so what you have is you've got today's FBI really a reflection of J. Edgar Hoover all over again, which they said they would never have again. And this is what Mueller is clearly demonstrating, along with Comey, is that this is all about influence. And you're either going to go along and play according to their rules. If not, they're going to find a way to get you out. And they've rigged elections this way, in much the same way that Harry Reid, threw a stick in the spokes of Mitt Romney, lying about his income statement, his taxes. And then he laughs about it in the well of the Senate going, oh, well, he didn't get elected, I guess, Well, no kidding. You lied about it. And so this has been something that's been all part and parcel of the Beltway. And is it any wonder the voters are getting frustrated? But they need to understand is that go ahead, fine, be frustrated, but do something about it. You don't have to sit there and take it anymore. You need to wise up and understand, kind of as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, he says, education precedes action. You need to get educated and find out what's going on in your government and why it's not working the way it's supposed to.
Well, people are finding out. And they America has a very strong sense of justice with a capital J.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating to see this two-tier justice system where certain people, like anyone associated with Donald Trump, get prosecuted to the maximum the law will allow, even beyond the law, mm-hmm. with these early morning raids of cooperating witnesses. And the parties where there's mountains of evidence, and includes Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the Obama administration, yeah. and the weaponizing of the intelligence
and the IRS.
Now, we do know now that we have an ally in the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, because the fact that he gave a criminal referral of McCabe speaks volumes. So I think his investigation, which we're due to see, we saw one part of it with McCabe. The other part of it is going to come with the way the FBI handled the Hillary Clinton case. That could have a very dramatic effect.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is still Jeff Sessions, who seems to be relatively benign when it comes to all of this corruption. He's appointed this U.S. Attorney Hoover from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But things are taking way too long. The
exactly.
limitations are expiring, as they did for Clapper. And one by one, these people are going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
who is Sessions beholden to here, James? He doesn't seem to be beholden to President Trump because he comes in, he recuses himself, puts Trump in a tough situation. He seems to be slow walking some of these things. A lot of people are disturbed about it. So again, does this go back to the inner workings of the deep state, this shadow government that has pulled his strings for a long time? And they're kind of like going, okay, you know, we've got stuff on you, Sessions. So, you know, you better play the party line here. Is this what's causing him to slow walk some things? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? You know, I don't know either. He sometimes acts like he's in a hostage video.
Yes.
He doesn't
Good
seem
point.
Like the same person. And we don't have an explanation for his lack of energy. He's got lots of energy on certain issues, but not with the corruption, not with the FISA abuse, not with the unmasking, not with Uranium One. These are very serious, serious illegal acts, criminal acts, that need to be investigated and people need to be held accountable. We cannot survive as a country if we do not uniformly apply our law.
Exactly.
And now, you know, what we have are these witch hunts against conservatives, Republicans, and people that have the agenda that the American people chose. There's 63 million people who voted for Donald Trump who are paying close attention. And I think, contrary to what the media tells us, this so-called blue wave,
yeah, exactly,
that turned into a little ripple of nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that's the key, though. The key is going to be turnout. The key, they're going to pull out all the stops coming up here this November, and people who care about the Trump agenda have to get out and vote, get their friends to vote. As people used to say, crawl over cut glass.
Exactly.
Get that vote in, because we're going to have illegal voting. We're going to have busing from one state to another. We're going to see the kind of voter corruption that we've never seen. And we can overcome that if we really turn out.
Exactly.
That's what we have to do.
And the Democrats are doing everything they can, including the former attorney general who claims there's not one iota of illegal voting. And I keep saying, well, why are people getting arrested and convicted for, you know, voter fraud then? You know, but he says with a straight face. I mean, it's so delusional. The Democrats don't deserve a vote. Sadly, I mean, they have gone so over the top and they've become so ideological about their positions, and especially when they twist themselves into knots, because they can't logically reason with you on any of their policies, James. I mean, they've been on full display for two administrative cycles. And what did we get?
Yeah, no, exactly. And look, the fact is they stand for nothing. They stand for destruction. They stand for destruction of our borders, destruction of our cities, destruction of our sovereignty, destruction of our economy. I mean, I've seen leftists get up on TV and claim that Barack Obama's policies are responsible for the good economy we've had. Barack Obama, who had 8 years of
you could only hope so. Exactly.
Yeah,
well, James, we got to leave it there. To be continued. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James. Good stuff here.
All right. Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey.